Welcome back, everyone. It is Nick, the host of Tabletopped, and today we have a brief sneak peek of Wild Magic, the extra podcast we put out monthly for our Patreon subscribers. You can subscribe to the Patreon for as little as $1 a month. Go to patreon.com/tabletopped and see what we have on offer for you. For those who are not quite sure, take a listen to this brief sneak preview and see what you are missing out on. I promise you'll want to hear some of these conversations. All right, here is Wild Magic.
Welcome back, everyone, to Wild Magic. This is the podcast for you, the Patreon subscribers. Give yourself a round of applause. We're talking about things that we care about, and that's it.
If you don't like it, you can get it.
Yeah, then get the fuck out.
If you don't like it, let us know, and we can.
Yeah, we'll do whatever you want.
We'll do whatever you want. I'm sorry.
Let's talk about who's here today.
Actually, let me stop you there, Nick. I'm taking over the podcast today.
Okay, great.
Hello, it's your favorite. I am Salem Zamora, coming over from the Feywilds, the Evergreen.
Okay.
And I am taking over this podcast.
And you're joined by...
And I'm kicking you both out. Get out of this room right
all
now.
Right.
Oh, okay. step.
Welcome to Dungeon Mastercraft. I'm your host, Salem Zamora, paradoxal engineer and architect, here to make your dream lair a reality. Why am I doing this? Because champions inspire us when they overcome overwhelming odds and adversity, and I'm here to help our villains provide just those things. Here with me are two notorious villains. Introduce yourselves.
Yes, I'm the Rat God. My name's Ratty. Ratty the Rat God.
Ratty the Rat God. Yes, welcome to the show.
Man,
where do you come from?
Oh, me? Well, I come from Ratville.
And why do you find yourself in need of a new lair today?
Well, because I keep finding myself getting burned out of my old ones.
Flammability. Always a tough one to overcome.
Yeah.
All right, and you've brought a friend, a guest?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's me, Smog.
Smog and Ratty the Rat
King. It's spelled S-O-M-G. Oh, wait. Yeah, S-M-O-G, Smog. I'm a dragon, and I burn rats out of their lairs to take them as my own.
Yeah, but I thought it would be good to have both sides of the spectrum here today.
Ah, all right. This is gonna be a tough one. So is this gonna be a cohabitable lair, or are we both making adjacent?
No, I need to make sure I know what kind of lair he's making so that I can steal it later when I inevitably burn him out of his lair.
It's sort of that Australia thing where they put the poisonous toads to kill the venomous snakes, right? And then they both start developing more poisonous and more anti-venom capabilities, and now there's just an arms race.
Oh, I gotta write that down. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so I have to make my lair flame-proof for Smog, but Smog needs to flame the lair, you know? This is crazy.
All right, well, let's start at the beginning. entrances. Is your entrance going to be hidden, secret, guarded by traps, or do you need a monstrous gatekeeper imported in? What would you have?
Me?
We'll start with you, Rat. Yeah, you seem to be the prey of the prey predator dynamic
here.
Yeah,
I kind of just put them in the ground and then I cover them with a little bit of hay.
So you have a hidden entrance.
Yeah.
All right. What kind of like temperate environment do you? I mean, not a temperate environment. What kind of environment do you like? Temperate, tropical, subtemperate, Arctic.
Well, I do like it when it's a little warm and cozy under the ground, even when it ices over the top. I guess four seasons. That's what I like. That's
okay.
What Ratty likes.
We're gonna put you in a little temperate area, a nice conifer forest to sort of hide your lair in. I'm gonna plant a tree over your entrance. It's gonna be a little root system to keep it covered.
The pine needles
will help to keep that entrance very.
Just want to stop you right there, Zamora. Smog, we've tried this before, and it turns out wood is quite good kindling for Smog's fire breath.
Right, we're going to introduce a special gene to the coniferous trees. They're going to produce a flame retardant sap, making them flame resistant trees.
Oh, you hear
keeping
that?
Keeping
you
hidden.
Not going to be able to burn this tree down.
That's okay. I got a guy.
You got a guy? All right. In your lair, Ratty the Rat God, what are you protecting? What are you keeping safe? What do we need to store? What's our main vault?
Well, mostly we just have our hundreds of billions of rats waiting to come up to the surface and devour the world, but...
Hundreds of billions of rats. Let's talk about that.
Well, most of them are still in the process of being shaped and formed by the rat god's will, but...
Your will, then?
Yeah, it's my will.
So you're shaping rats as we speak. You're doing interview as well as your godly duties?
Yeah, it's disgusting. Could you make him stop?
And there it was, Wild Magic, our bonus episode that we release monthly for Patreon listeners. Go and check it out. Not only are you going to be able to see all of the episodes that we've released there, but we have lots of behind-the-scenes audio and some module stuff that we've dropped in that feed as well. Go check it out at patreon.com/tabletopped, and we'll see you next month.